I'm a rock star. Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Oh my God. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my God. I'm like totally blonde.
Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Welcome to She Said, He Said. Kelly Lamb with Gordon Montgomery and the Grover at the button pusher table right there. Making
Grover,
it all
what
happen.
Is that song?
That is the Brady Bunch. You said you wanted said, something bright,
DJ
sunshine, happy.
Me and
that song came right.
We're always
head.
On the same page, me and him. He, you, dude, you missed your calling. You should have been a DJ. I'll hire you.
Okay.
I'll hire you to DJ. No, honestly, man, you're really good at picking out stuff. Because I was thinking the same thing when I said, I don't know, it's a bright, sunshiny day. And the first thing that came to my mind was the Brady Bunch song.
Yeah. Super bright. Since
remember when they did the...
Yeah, what about your alarm clock that you set up?
It's pretty much the same song.
Good morning.
Good oh my. Morning.
You just want to smack somebody with yeah. that. That's horrible. And now we're you're sitting there, we're going shoving donuts in your mouth because the yard sale brought donuts.
It's great because I get up earlier than Kelly, and then Kelly will become like, all of a sudden I'll hear her.
This mess walks out of the bedroom.
Thumping around upstairs, and then all of a sudden she looks downstairs, and I go, good morning, Kelly Lamb. How are you doing today? And she's like, shut up.
I just want to throw a trash can at him or something like that.
Shut
horrible.
Up.
Horrible. Well, we're glad you're here with us this Saturday, April 21st. There's lots of national things. You know, I always have that national day.
Yes.
So ooze is like running out all over the top of your coffee, by the way.
Ooh. Ooze.
Those custard donuts, they have stuffs all over. Well, of course, it's National Yellow Bat
That's
Day.
Gross.
Have no idea what that is. National Chocolate Covered Cashews Days. Those are yummy.
Are we
National
already on
Kindergarten Day?
Day. Wow.
National Auctioneers Day. It's like creepy crazy, all the stuff. They have a National Record Day. But the one today that's super cool is it's National Husband Appreciation Day. Did you know that they had an
Where did you find that?
Is there a National Wife Day? I don't know.
No. Is what about a National Fiancé Appreciation Day?
Yeah. We should see if there's a National Fiancé Appreciation Day.
So that does that mean that you don't appreciate me until I become your husband?
Well, that's when you start to not appreciate. As soon as they become husband,
it's
then
really
you
cute.
Don't.
It's not cute anymore.
Yeah. So, okay. So if you are out there and you want to know how to celebrate your Husband Appreciation Day, apparently utilize the peach emoji. So you can send a card to your husband. You can give him flowers. You know, they'll eventually die. You know, all, you know, things like that. But if you have the peach.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know. So
they'll die.
The flowers will die. But you can utilize the
newish
and fastest growing language of emojis and get creative. Yeah, it's called newish. And it's the peach emoji. You can cook him his favorite meal, you know. And you can clear the schedule of all activities and make some time with him. So there you go. There's your thing. Now, what do you think the top five things that most women appreciate most about their husbands? You were once a husband. Grover, you're going to be a husband.
Apparently, I didn't do them because no,
you're not
I
a husband
divorced.
Anymore. And so, Grover, did you find a National Fiancé Appreciation Day?
No, there is not one that I could find. National Wife Appreciation Day is September 16th. But for your fiancés out there, March 20th is National Kiss Your Fiancé Day.
Well, there you go. Wait, March 21st?
March 20th. It was a month ago yesterday.
Oh, shoot, yesterday. We missed
yesterday.
That day.
Yesterday.
Hey, I kind of like yesterday.
Yesterday.
You go back a few days. I'm sure we kissed on National on March 21st.
Chowing on this donut.
I know.
Morning,
sure
Facebook
looks good
friends.
On Facebook. Okay, so what do you think the top five things that women would appreciate most about their husband? Okay, so Grover, if you were to be married, what do you think that would... your wife-to-be would most appreciate about you?
Oh, geez. Sense of humor.
Your sense of humor? Okay. Oh, okay. Makes me laugh. He makes me laugh is 61%. All right. Gordon, you were once a husband. You're going to be a husband again. What do you think I most appreciate about
doing
you?
Doing things for you.
Okay. So... he's a hard worker. That's 69%. I think that means something else, but I'll have to tell you, it is one of the top things that women like is like they do the dishes or they take the trash out or they do little things like that. Yeah, being super helpful is super nice. I love that. So 52%, he's supportive of my goals and desires. He's smart. Do you think your girl thinks you're smart, Grover?
Sure. I would say yes.
Sure.
I feel like
if I answer that, I'd sound like a, you know, arrogant.
No, but
no,
you can tell. I mean, you can tell if they think you're smart or not.
Well, yeah, I don't think she'd hang around if I was stupid.
Yeah, exactly. He makes me laugh again. That was 61%. I can be myself around him. That's 62% of women said that. And then, of course, he's a hard worker, we had mentioned, is 69%. Now, you're married. What do you think the top five most annoying things? What do you think you annoyed your ex-wife most? Isn't this fun talking about your other wife? What do you think when we get married will most annoy me?
Not paying attention.
Not selective listening is 47% the women think. Grover?
Being cheap.
That is super annoying.
Taking her on a date to Quick Trip.
Will they?
They're going to add chicken fingers soon.
They did go to White Castle for Valentine's dinner. So there you go. You took that one home. All right. So selective listening, as we said, 47%. Snoring is 46% of the women thought that. Bodily quirks like nose picking, farting, and burping are 25%. Being a control freak is one of the most annoying. And here we go. Kelly would say neglects household chores. The basement has exploded. The lower level, Gordon has set up office.
Wow.
And I am just about to put his office outside in the backyard.
Painting still needs to be done.
I'm surprised
you haven't gotten rid of me already.
I know. Well, you didn't notice the trunk out in the garage. Gordon explodes. Do any of you other men or women, do you have men out there that if there's a drawer... if there's a space, if there's a cubby
hole, going on it. Yep.
If there's a top, if there's something you put in the room, like you have to put out the little baby playpen thing because the grandkids are over and they have their sleeping, becomes a place to store anything and everything. Oh,
yeah,
I guess I can't
bad.
Hear the answer.
I'm pretty bad. I'm pretty bad about that.
Oh,
yeah, you can't hear. Were you waiting for their answer?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to have our text line up, which 855-282-TALK, 855-282-TALK is our text line. So if you want to expound on anything that we're talking about, maybe that, you know, anything, you can text us at that number, and we love that. And we'll be sure to share that if it's appropriate, of course. Yes, the explosion is like unbelievable. If there's a place to put something, it is completely filled to the hilt. So there you go. Enjoy if you are a husband today or you're going to be a husband today. Remember those things because apparently if you don't, you could possibly not be a husband in the near future.
That's true.
And since it is Husband Day, we'll have some sort of fun question, something during the show. And you can 855-282-TALK, text in the answer. And we're going to give a question away, and you're going to win a gift certificate to where,
Gordon?
We're
going to give a question today to Rock and Brews. Rock and Brews down in Chesterfield Valley. You can go down to Rock and Brews. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons are the originators of the restaurant. Go down there, check it out. It's an awesome place. Great patio. The weather's getting just perfect for the weather.
Beautiful patio,
I mean. So go down there, check it out. They have
Tuesday night. They have
many.
Burger, buy a burger, get one free.
Right.
And then they have specials like every single day. And you can bring your pet. They're pet friendly out on the patio. So if you want to bring your little pet with you and have lunch, you can do that, which is super cool. And so we're going to have that. So stand by after our next break for that special question to win. So we've got a great show today. We are actually going to have Shanika. I hope I said that correctly. Shanika Hartrum with Incredible Gravings. They did a great job on our awards for our Reader's Choice Awards for Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine. We're going to have author Pam Reynolds. She has the adult book, The Princess and the Queen. And then Jimmy Fila, and I hope I'm saying that right, Fila. Until he gets here, we won't know if we're saying it correctly or not. But he is the chef over at Acero, and I hope I'm saying that correctly too. You know, you read things, but you never go around saying it out loud. You know, or
the lips don't work
name.
Like the mind is.
No. It
Your
always says something
it,
different.
I know this. Yeah, that's why you have to talk it.
And he's been there, I think, 25 years or something. They're
incredible.
Celebrating, so he's been there a long time. The food is incredible, and apparently morels, which we will tell you about, those are in season. So he'll be with us too. And besides all the delicious scoop and what's rocking and so much more, we will have a great show, a lot of fun as always. So what's happening to the small towns? Were we not kind of taken aback? We took a drive out to Clarksville, Missouri, which is such an adorable little town, but it was kind of strange. It was a Thursday. We were meeting with a cool place out there, Overlook Farm, to talk about the magazine and different things. And so we drove in to go get something to eat. And it was like we couldn't find anywhere to even get a bite to eat. And then we went into the little quick shop, the store, and we're talking to the people that work there. And she says it was a town of what used to be 10,000. And only 483 people live there now. That's
sad.
Yeah. They said when the concrete business, which you'd think concrete would still be thriving. I mean, we're still, every time you drive anywhere, you can't get anywhere because the road's closed up for repairs or bridge are being rebuilt and walls are going up. What's the deal? How does a concrete company go out of business? And she said when that happened, that really, you know, stopped, business. I was asking when we were there if a train went through Clarksville. Mm-hmm. It was like when the trains stopped going through. Or
remember the Beatles, the Monkey song, Last Train to Clarksville?
Oh, no, but I do now. I'm sure we might be hearing that one. Well, so what do you think? I mean, you wish these investors could come in and, you know, bring some big business into these, find these small towns that are just amazing. Bring a big business into it because people will come. Shoot, the girl that worked at Overlook Farm drove 30 minutes in from Illinois. I mean, people will drive for good employment.
That's right. And speaking of Overlook Farm, that's a great place.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Bed and breakfast and farm to table. I don't know what I kept saying over and over the other day, but just real historic homes that she's, you know, put that life back into them and, you know,
incredible views.
Yeah.
Incredible buildings. Yeah. That's a great place.
But so that was our thought, like investors coming in, finding these amazing towns. Is there a little town?
Why don't they come in there? Like you said, why don't they come in there, you know, and make a town thrive just by putting a business in there?
Like what's the town that your mom's
Slater, Missouri.
From?
It's the shoe. There's a shoe company there, which employs almost everybody there. And of course, Marshall, Missouri, Sedalia, they're pretty close. But yeah, it's kind of like a ghost town too, and it's kind of sad, you know. Especially when I was a kid and I grew up there, and it was very
thriving. So is the shoe company not there anymore? Is that why it's?
I think they are.
So what deflated that small town then? Because now, I mean, trying to sell a house, I mean, they're like worth nothing because no one. I mean, you could go there and get great property and drive, you know, a distance to work, I guess, to be able to do that. But you know, these towns are just. They're going by the wayside? And is it because there's no waterway through it, you know, where they're bringing supplies in, big company goes under, everything's changing, you know, the technology. I mean, if you're not in the technology business or medical, you might be in big trouble.
It used to be a shoe company. It is now Clairco Air Filtration Products is what they do.
So it did turn to another company?
Yes. Yes. RG Service.
So is
Slater's
that going
largest
to...
companies include Central Missouri's RG Service, formerly the Cooperative Association, number one in MFA, BHA, Baghouse Accessories, known as Clairco Air Filtration Products, Inc.
So will you see the town? How long has it been there? Does it say? Like, will you
1889 is when it was first laid out. Post office called Slater has been in operation since 1878, which my grandfather was the postmaster general at that post office. And John F. Slater was the railroad official that came in, and it was named after John F. Slater. And there's a railroad that goes right through there, right by Main Street. And my grandfather actually built the first house on one of the streets in Slater, and it was named Montgomery Street.
So cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And my grandmother's house is now for sale.
I know.
And me and my sister are just like...
You wouldn't drive out there?
Yeah, I want to drive out there and go through it again because it's just kind of cool. And then, but, you know, I mean, it's going for $54,000. It's homes are so cheap right there, you know.
Which is sad. Grover, are you from a small town or anything? Or are you just from St. Louis?
Steve McQueen lived in Slater, Missouri. He was raised by his father in California, but his dad was a jerk. So he moved in with his uncle.
His dad was a jerk. That jerk.
Yeah. It's a nice way of saying it. He's pretty abusive from what I understand. And Steve McQueen went to live with his uncle in Slater, Missouri. Grew up and was raised
so
in Slater, Missouri.
So does it say the home of Steve McQueen when you like they go do have, back through there?
Yeah, I think they do have something there for him. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I think that these little towns need to be brought back. But that's what I was asking. Is the town going to begin to thrive again because of this? Is that corporation been
Actually,
there very
I
long?
Actually, I said it. Now I see it on Wikipedia. Yeah, he was with his great uncle, Claude Thompson. That's where he lived.
All
Joe
right.
Klein was there, too, an Olympic basketball team member. Joe Klein lived from Slater, Missouri.
So, Grover, I'd asked you, do you come from a small town, or have you always been in St. Louis?
I come from Ferguson. So a smaller town. It's known now. It wasn't known until about three or four years ago.
It's a fiery little place. That's a shame, because that's a great, Ferguson's is really a great, a lot of historical,
right.
I mean, just a really great place, and it's a shame that it got put onto the map by a bunch of idiots and crazy people wanting to burn down businesses that had nothing to do with anything that was going on, but, you know, the mentality of some is not really where it should be, so what a shame, but hopefully, you know, it will keep, people will keep honoring where they live and wanting to, you know, keep giving it a good face once again and making it what it always used to be, which is awesome. So, but yeah, that kind of made me a little sad seeing that town and seeing what it once was, and we couldn't even find a place to eat and you know, where are they all going? Another great event we went to, too, which I hadn't, you know, been a part of, was the breakfast the other day. That was really cool, too. You know, it's nice when you find something a little bit different out there that you experience. And Bridget Nations was so kind to invite us to the Kiwanis prayer breakfast.
Yep.
And boy, it was the ballroom wall to wall. I mean, packed with people, and you got to see your good friend, Lonnie Folks, who's back in town.
Back in town as the athletic director for Maryville.
Yeah, Maryville University. And that was nice to see him. And there was just really a lot of the it's great when you hear people speak. And boy, I was completely touched and taken. It was difficult. Crisis Aid, if you haven't heard of this national organization, what they do, I mean, they take these mission trips and they travel across the country to Africa and across the world, I should say, and go to Africa and do these missions. And you don't realize, you know, you see it sometimes on the commercials, but, you know, every day we're just sitting there stuffing that donut down us and these children that are literally.
We take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, what we have.
Yeah.
How accessible things are for us.
Big kudos to what they do to help and these villages and towns and people and these children to, you know, bring them literally back to life again, you know, that are starving. So that was, but it was all kinds of things. I mean, they had the ex, I guess you should say, CEO and president of St. Luke's. And, you know, and that's something I was talking about afterwards. If, you know, when you listen to people speak, you know, people that speak from the heart and just they tell a story about themselves and or, you know, a little bit about them. And they're just talking from the heart and they're funny. And they're also you can feel the sincerity and some of the stronger points of it. It's great. But, man, when someone starts reading, it's just like I hear mum, 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 mum,
mum. Charlie Brown.
I'm telling, if you're going to get out there and speak, speak from your heart and just talk, because when you do that, you just grab the audience and they want to hang on it. When you start reading from your paper and you lose your place, and that's kind of, you know, get you a little bit, you know, off there.
And for those of you that are tuning in on Facebook today, we kind of did a switcheroo on you. We're coming live from my Facebook page today and not Kelly's.
Oh, that's true. We are. So. Tracy Kester, she is listening. Good morning. Mark Hallett.
Yep.
Amy Bender, National Appreciation. She's crying laughing.
Honey-do list. Yeah, I'm sure she's giving Mike a hard time right now.
She probably is. Nancy Cozart, she is listening. Hello to you as well. Sometimes it takes a while on these feeds. They don't always pop up. So if we aren't seeing you right now.
Hi to my buddy Timmy Reynolds, who's out there.
Very good.
Listening.
Any birthdays today? Simpson. You have to look those. You were going to give the birthdays for the week. We got to take it to a break right
them.
Now. But Gordon will come back and give those happy birthdays to everybody. So
a lot of them, too.
We have a lot of them today.
Ooh, this week's jam-packed with birthdays.
Well, shoot.
People we know.
All right. Well, we better get to break so we can get back and say happy birthday. It is 9:26 right here at 590 The Studio and everywhere else as well. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back with so much more fun.
You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. I'm a no-no.